Will Martin, how did you find this afternoon? Well, that's the same question you ask me every game, every week. How did you find the afternoon? They've just beaten Exeter away 3-2. They've just won their last home game in a local derby against Notts County 5-0. Had a big crowd here today, was full of energy and full of enthusiasm. I think their manager has done a fantastic job recruiting and putting together a really good team. He's a young manager that deserves a lot of credit. I think he's certainly one to look out for in the future with what he's done here at Mansfield. And I tried to get that across to all our players that this was going to be a tough, tough game. I thought we acquitted ourselves very well. I thought we looked dangerous going forward. I thought we could have had a bit more care and quality in the final third. Second half, I think they had one shot from a free kick from 30 yards, which our goalkeeper made a Gordon Banks type save. Apart from that, with the wind coming down the hill, I thought we were probably the team in the ascendancy. But what I will say at this time of year, we're just playing for fun, because we can't go up, we can't go down. And for the Mansfield players and staff, and of course the supporters, when they woke up this morning, this was a real big game and they had to beat us. And that also brings an added pressure and a real difficulty for managers and players to cope and deal with. And I'll also add into that, in for supporters, because the supporters all expected them to beat Little Barnet. And we ain't Little Barnet, we're a decent little team. And we've had good form now for a good few months, drawing at Accrington, Exeter, beating all the big clubs and all the big teams. And we're pretty decent ourselves. And as we talk, we've got a steward who's absolutely flipped his gasket. So if that's coming across on this interview, it ain't me, Mad Dog, it's the actual steward who ain't at me.
You mentioned the good form that you've been on of late. You've certainly put in together a good run of form coming towards the end of the season. Is it? How important is that, and how can it affect your form at the start of next season?
A few years ago, in the morning, they had a woman on breakfast television with a glass ball called Mystic Meg. And Mystic Meg used to look into the future in her glass ball and tell everybody that was what was going to happen that day, tomorrow, next week. And I ain't Mystic Martin that's going to find out what's going to happen next season. All I know is that now we've got a good run of form going. We've got an excellent squad of players and people I really enjoy working with. And who do we play next week?
Yeovil.
We've got the Yeovil next week, and then we go away to Crawley, and all we'll do is try to keep rotating the squad, give everybody a game. And what I will say is they're making me very happy at the moment. I'm enjoying watching them play. I'm enjoying working with them. And it's a little bit different for us at the moment, because we're not playing under the pressure that some of these other clubs are currently playing under.
You mentioned earlier that it was going to be a tough game today, and we've seen a few youngsters in the starting lineup of late. We didn't see that many today. Was that because it was down to the opponents were going to be very difficult to beat?
Yeah, well, some of the senior players have to play. You know, some of them are out of contract. Some of them deserve to play. Some of them deserve the opportunity. You know, I can't kid myself. As funny as I am in this interview, in 3 weeks' time, I've got to make decisions on players, and that is very stressful for me. It's difficult for me, and you know, the games are important. All those players deserve the opportunity to play, and for our younger ones, Taylor has come on again there for 25 minutes and done really well. We had another couple of 18-year-olds on the bench, running out of Haribos pretty quick because all the kids keep eating all the Haribos. They're experiencing it, they're getting used to it. And to be honest with you, I'm getting them ready for August, and they're tasting what's happening with Nana and Wesley today. And as I said earlier, we've got a few other good young lads, but some of the senior players that have done so well, they deserve opportunities to play in the team because they've trained so hard and they've been so good to me.
You mentioned earlier that you can't predict the future, but you've got a good opportunity now with Yeovil and Crawley. They're two teams that you can pick up good results against. You could end the season in a good run of form and being unbeaten going into it.
We could do. as we did last year, last season when we were the champions. We'll do exactly the same and prepare the players as professionally as we can. The players will work hard. They're a decent group of lads. And we'll prepare for the next game as we have done for this one and as we have done every game. Players will get opportunities that have trained well and done well in training. And then the ones that don't do so well in training, they don't play. And then the other thing is we've got a couple of injuries at the moment. Champions injured, Curtis Weston's out injured, and the lads that have come into the team have done great.
And you mentioned a few weeks ago that you expected more from John Akinde. He's got on the score sheet again today. Is he doing what you want of him now?
No, I'll never be happy. I never am happy. They've all got to do better. All of them, every one of them. People ask me about John and I always say no, he's always got to do more. All our players have to do more. We're never going to be happy and just accept what we are and what we do. We've all got to strive to be better in everything that we do. And that includes myself and the staff, the players, whether it be John Akinde or one of our 18-year-olds. The demand on them is to make themselves the best that they possibly can, week in, week out, day in, day out. And I think the day that you all sit back and say, oh, I'm really good now, I'm comfortable and happy doing what I'm doing, is probably the day you shouldn't be doing this job.